Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come now as humbly as we know how, thanking you, Lord, for this another day that you have bestowed upon us. Thanking you for this great fellowship that you have called us to. Lord, right now, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, Lord God, and we ask you to fall afresh in this place right now. We ask you simply to speak, Lord God, be in the midst of what is said and what is done, Lord God, and it is our prayer that what we say and what we do is pleasing in your sight and a sweet smelling aroma in your nostrils. Yes. So we simply ask you, Lord, to fall afresh. Yes. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever, we pray. Yes. Amen. And let's give God one more hand clap of praise. Amen. Now on today, we want to discuss the 7 steps of being an effective KDFI leader. We've heard about the fellowship, amen. We thank Bishop Covington and Bishop Booz for that. But now we want to look at ourselves. And the scripture that the God has placed on my heart is Proverbs 11, verse 14a. It says, without wise leadership, a nation falls. And I'm going to give you a definition for Christian leadership. Christian leaders are people who by faith willingly use their character, abilities, authority, and opportunities to serve others and to help them reach their fullest potential to their benefit, the benefit of the organization or organizations, and to the glory of God. Do we have that? And I think it's imperative that we understand the KDFI vision and mission. Amen? Amen? Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International is mandated to empower and develop pastors in the spirit of excellence to fulfill their God-given destiny. We cannot empower and develop if we don't empower and develop ourselves.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Because we can't lead others
all right
down a street we've never been. We can't lead them to a destination that we don't know. So it is imperative that we do our due diligence when it comes to leadership. The KDFI mission statement, to guide pastors, there we go again, guide, and leaders by developing and implementing strategies. There we got developing and implementing. If we're going to develop and implement, we ourselves must be informed. Amen. And I know we like to jump and shout to talking about the spiritual.
All right.
But where the need is here is administratively.
Amen.
Amen, lights.
Amen.
Okay. So the 7 steps of being an effective KDFI leader. Number one, we must understand who is the source of it all.
All right.
It all starts with our fellowship with who? God. And it leads us to being able to be in fellowship with one another.
Amen.
And greater fellowship with one another.
All right.
Paul states, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13, and centuries earlier, David stated, God is my strong fortress.
All right.
And he makes my way perfect.
Amen.
This lets us know that God is the source of power.
Yes.
But fellowship with God is what throws the switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. See, understand, there are a lot of, mechanical devices in this room.
All right.
But they don't function if they are not connected to the power source.
Amen.
As leaders, we can't function
Amen.
If we're not connected to God.
Amen.
It's one thing to be connected to KDFI,
right,
but you need to be connected to the true and living God.
Amen.
See, we look at David. The greatest preparation for David's leadership as king was his time spent alone with God. What are you trying to say, Mosley?
Right.
It's not about our time in meetings.
Right.
It's not about our time on Zoom.
Right.
It's about that personal time with the true and living God.
Yes.
Years alone with God prepared David for leadership under God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at number two. And what I've done with the packets are for you to take back to your church.
All right.
Because it is equipped with an appendix. We're not going through all 21 pages, but it's equipped with an appendix. If you got any questions or concerns, my email address is on there.
Amen.
So number two, we must understand what it means to be an influence.
All right.
One way or another, if your leadership is good or if your leadership is bad,
all right,
you are influencing somebody to do something.
Yes, sir.
If great leaders is what we aspire to be, we must realize we cannot be great leaders if we ain't got nobody following us.
Amen.
Therefore, we have to understand that leadership is influence.
Yes.
Hear the quote. He or she who thinketh they leadeth and have no followers is just taking a walk.
Amen.
So if you in a meeting and you all by yourself, you ain't leading nobody.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
But leadership is about influence. Leadership is the ability to obtain followers.
Yes, sir.
But the problem is this, my brothers and my sisters, is that too many of us think it's all about our position.
Amen.
See, we'll give you a badge.
All right.
But that don't make you a leader.
All right.
That's right.
We'll give you a title.
All right.
You want to be an archangel? You can leave here archangel.
All right. Watch that.
You better walk it out.
You can have whatever title you want.
Go ahead.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right.
But that does not make you a leader. Becoming a stronger leader. Here are three areas. Communication. Recognition.
Yes, sir.
And influence.
Yes, sir.
Communication. The act or process of using words,
yeah,
sounds, signs, or behavior to express or exchange information, to express your ideas, thoughts, and feelings to someone else.
All right.
Let me tell you something about communication. Texting is the easiest way to be misunderstood.
Amen.
Let's give God some praise on that. And texting can be lazy.
Yes.
People need to feel you.
All
right. Let me tell you something about communication. Y'all got a boo or somebody, don't you? We keep it real on today. If you get a boo or somebody that you love, and you just text them all the time,
watch out.
Sooner or later, they're going to become disinterested.
All right.
Watch
all right.
Watch it.
Go ahead.
And they're going to leave you to find somebody else that's going to give them the attention that they desire.
All right.
Well.
So it behooves us as leaders to make our presence felt.
Amen.
And have clear communication.
Yes, sir.
Next is recognition.
Yes.
To know and remember someone or something.
Yes, sir.
Because of previous knowledge or experience. Let me give you an example. Last night we went to dinner. And Bishop, tell me if I'm wrong. Our bishop was able to tell them where everybody lived.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Because of recognition.
Yes. Right.
He knows us. He knows our personalities, and he knows where we're from.
All right.
So we need to be able to do the same things with our leaders.
Amen.
Are you able to recognize?
All right.
You know the answer. No, you're not answering.
Good.
Influence. The power to change,
yes,
or affect someone or something. You can't influence somebody if you're not there.
Amen.
You can't influence somebody if they cannot feel your presence.
Right.
Now here's where it gets interesting. I want you to turn to page 4 in your notes. This is something we need to understand. there are different levels to leadership.
Yes, sir.
The first level is position one. It's called rights. People only follow you because they have to.
All right.
And look at the note. Your influence will not extend beyond the lines of your job description.
All right.
The longer you stay in this level, the higher the turnover and the lower the morale.
All right.
So that's when you get the call that you're going to be an overseer.
Okay.
You become a positional leader.
All right.
Y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
You don't arrive at the top.
All right.
You're at the bottom.
Yes, sir.
So you got to put in the work. To move to the next level.
Yes, sir.
And understand you can be at different levels with different people.
All right.
The next one is permission. Relationships. People follow you because they want to.
All right.
All right.
People will follow you beyond your stated authority.
All right.
This level allows work to be fun.
Yes, sir.
But caution, staying too long on this level without rising will cause highly motivated people to become restless.
All right.
The third level is production. That's where you get some results. People follow because of what you have done for KDFI. This is where success is sensed by most people. They like you and they like what you are doing. Problems are fixed and with very little effort because you have now gained the momentum.
All right.
Number four, development. That's reproduction. People follow because of what you have done for them. Amen?
Amen.
This is where long-range growth occurs. Your commitment to developing leaders will ensure ongoing growth of the organization and to people. Do whatever you can to achieve and stay on this level.
All right.
A few people reach level five, which is personhood. People follow because of who you are and what you represent.
All right.
So we, as leaders, we need to study that to understand where we are with the people that we are serving and serving with. Amen?
Amen.
In the back of your notes, there's an appendix A with the breakdown of everything. Amen? That's for you to study later. So you got homework.
All right.
Number three, we must know the purpose giver and understand our purpose individually and as a team, because we do all have purpose. For the mere fact that we are all alive this morning, God has blessed us with purpose.
Yes.
Individually, overseer AG, and collectively.
All right.
Amen? So, in this phase, as leaders, we must be students of God's word and focus and meditate on God day and night. How many of y'all ever heard of Babyface?
Come on.
Yes. Yes, sir. I got something called the Gospel of Babyface. You remember he was with a group called the Deal? We ain't been saved our whole life.
Yes, sir.
They say, I only think of you on that
day.
And that's how we are supposed to meditate on God, the Gospel of Babyface. So we have to be, as leaders, we have to meditate on God. We have to do the work,
yes, sir.
But God is our focus.
Yes,
we must know the mission and the vision of KDFI. While knowing, listen to me closely, understanding and adhering to the direction from our presiding bishop. Y'all with me on that? Because our bishop is very innovative and he's always thinking and moving. But understand, even with dealing with the bishop, there are tiers of leadership. Amen, lights. I'm going to say it again. Say it with me. Say, there are tiers
of leadership
that we must go through before calling our bishop. Give God some praise on that. You should not be calling him if you're a district overseer if you have not called your state overseer.
All
right. I'm going to leave it right there. But we have to know why we're here and why we're serving.
Yes, sir.
And you must look at those key words. We're here to develop, implement. So we must be doing our due diligence to prepare ourselves. Mm-hmm. We must always seek God and know how he wants us to move.
Amen.
Number four, there must be an understanding of the assignment and what it takes to fulfill it. Amen.
Amen.
So before you jump into your position, understand what you are supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Understand the policies and procedures of KDFI. Understand the leadership structure, there's the tiers of leadership again, and the culture of the organization on every level.
Yes, sir.
There's a culture on the district level. There's a culture on the state level. There's a culture on the regional level. There's a culture on the international level. You need to know the culture before you burst in there to be a leader.
All right.
Yes.
This means in order to have a holistic understanding of KDFI, you must take the time to understand the total makeup and movement of the fellowship.
Amen.
We must focus on what we have versus what we don't have. And we must do our best to understand how God wants us to move and know that everything that we need, God has supplied.
All right.
Every tool that you need has been given to you and placed in you on the inside. And everything that you need to be effective, God will supply.
Yes, sir.
We must understand that God uses our ordinary gifts, our talents, life experiences, which we often take for granted, to execute and fulfill our assignments in excellence. So everything that you've been through, the good, the bad, the ugly, God is going to use it for your good. Because
yes,
the Bible said all things work together for the good. Take a neighbor and say, for the good. All right now. Learn to be good followers, because as pastors, we want people to follow us diligently. Amen? So we have to learn to be good followers, know what needs to be done, and simply do what needs to be done in excellence, not so we get pats on the back, but for the glory of Almighty God. Number five. We must be willing to construct, empower, encourage, and love KDFI, love one another, and especially love on our team.
Amen.
Do I got to say that again?
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I desire for us to take note that a great leader doesn't do all the work.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But a servant leader knows how to love people. Say, love people.
Love people.
Empower people.
Empower.
Say, empower people.
Empower.
And delegate the work.
That's right.
Delegate the work.
So the work is done efficiently and in excellence. To accomplish this, we must be able to put together teams that are able to do the work in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And in a manner that gets the work done on time and is pleasing to God. This is a good one here. We must be able to teach and be teachable.
Right.
We cannot empower people with information that we lack. So let us not only do the work, but we must equip ourselves so that we are spiritually prepared, knowledgeable, and innovative as we do the work. Many times, we come alongside people to serve them, but when we lead them, we must go in front of them. So you must go and get the information prior to the meeting.
Yes.
Say prior.
Prior.
You should not be winging no meetings.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Amen.
Somebody might stop my car.
Watch it over.
All right.
But we have to understand, we cannot take people to a place we have never been.
Yes.
I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
It's all right.
But if you haven't pastored the church,
the truth ain't how.
You can't tell a pastor how to do it.
Amen.
All right.
The truth ain't how.
That's it.
Right.
If you can't, if your bank account is jacked up, you can't talk to us about finances.
Right.
If you haven't studied leadership,
right,
don't get up and try to teach leadership.
Right.
Y'all get where I'm going with this.
Right.
We have to prepare ourselves. We have to, it's one thing to be spiritual, but we have to prepare ourselves to do the work.
That's right.
We have to encourage. And as we encourage, we can't be worried about people that we are leading taking our position.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
I want you to write this down in your notes. Great leaders are not crabs.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm keep going. I got more.
Oh,
great leaders are not crabs. You know what a crab is, right?
Yes, sir.
When one crab try to get out, the other crab drag him back down. Great leaders are not crabs. Great leaders are not glory hounds.
Wow.
That's right.
Y'all writing this down?
Yes, sir.
Great leaders are not tattletales. Ooh, I'm going to go tell Bishop. Crabs, glory hounds, tattletales, nor are we insecure.
Amen.
Why are we not insecure? Because God has appointed us.
That's right.
God does the hiring and God does the firing.
Amen.
The one thing you don't want God to do is leave you on the job and fire you. Because God will leave you on the job and you will be fired.
Talk about it.
Yes, it will.
Yes. Saul is a very example.
If we want our teams to be successful, we must operate in love.
Yes, sir. Love.
Remember, you can love people without leading them.
Yes.
That's right.
But you can't lead people without loving them.
Yeah.
Is this worth your time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Praise God.
Good.
Number six. We almost done here. We must do our best to be on time.
Watch out.
We must do our best.
Yes, sir. Do our best.
To be on time.
Yes, sir.
To be consistent.
Yes, sir.
And be reliable.
Yes, sir. Say it.
This leads to greater results. Be on time.
Be on time.
If the service starts at 7,
watch out now.
Don't show up at 7.
All right.
Amen.
Right.
You show up before 7.
All right. That's what I'm talking
about. Be on time.
Be on time.
Be consistent.
And be reliable.
This leads to greater results.
Yes, sir.
We should be on time, consistent, and reliable when we are working with other leaders.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because we want the same behavior when we are leading the team.
Amen.
We want to be on time. Consistent and reliable when we're working with other leaders, because we want other leaders to be on time, consistent, and reliable when they're working under us.
Amen.
As leaders in the Lord's church, yes, we want to be spiritual.
Yes.
And we want to grow spiritually.
Yes.
However, we must understand the other end of that spectrum.
All right.
Not only must we be spiritual, but we must be tuned into the natural when it comes to our administration and administration skills.
Yes, sir.
A pastor and leader, as a pastors and leaders, we should be functioning in excellence when it comes to being functioning administrators. Because the biggest part of being a leader is spirituality, but we are administrators.
Yes, sir.
How can we be more efficient as administrators? We need to communicate clearly. That's A, that's page 7.
All right.
Through emails, text messages, and phone calls.
Amen.
We must intentionally be good listeners.
Amen.
Listening is a skill that we must learn to develop. And the biggest thing about being a good listener is not interrupting folk. Because if you interrupt the folks, you're not listening.
That's right.
B, C, think before you speak.
Amen.
D, become a good organized note taker. E, keep categorized records of all correspondence. F, make sure key dates are known well in advance to you and your team. G, set meeting dates and times in a timely manner so people can make themselves available. H, create informative agendas available for your meetings. They must be approved.
Yes, sir.
That gets to the point of the meetings and eliminates the fluff.
All right.
People feeling like you are wasting their time is the fastest way to lose them.
That's for sure.
Follow up your meetings with detailed meeting notes.
All right.
That let people know what was discussed in the meeting. This is a good record. So if there are any questions that come up, you can answer them from your meeting notes.
Amen.
If you are able, do your best to visit those you serve regularly. If not, send a representative.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
J, be accessible, be honest, and be transparent.
Amen.
Last one. Great leaders walk in integrity and then build with integrity. Integrity is defined as the state of being complete and undivided. We must look within and ask ourselves, in what circumstances is it hard for me to talk and walk in integrity?
All right.
What does it mean to be a man or woman of integrity? People with integrity are whole people. People with integrity live their lives as an open book. They are transparent and authentic.
All right.
People of integrity have a value system based off of God's word.
Yes.
So that means as leaders, we still got to go back to God's word, which we should be dealing with daily.
Amen.
Reading and studying, there's a difference between the two.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right.
Integrity is not what we do so much as who we are.
All right.
And who we are in turn determines what we do.
Yes, sir.
Our systems of values must be so much a part of us that we cannot separate it from ourselves. It becomes the navigating system that guides us. It establishes priorities in our lives and judges what we will accept or reject. I want you to note this. We are all faced with conflicting desires.
Yes,
no one, no matter how spiritual you are, can avoid the battle.
All right.
We struggle daily with situations that demand our decisions between what we want to do and what we ought to do.
Yeah.
However, integrity is the factor that determines which one will prevail.
Yes, sir.
Integrity establishes the ground rules for resolving these tensions.
Yes, sir.
It determines who we are and how we will respond before conflict ever appears.
Amen.
Integrity. It guides what we say,
yes, sir,
what we think,
yeah,
and what we do into one whole person so that permission is never granted for one of these to be out of sync.
All right.
So we're always in sync when we're walking in integrity. And great leaders walk in what?
Exactly.
All right now. Integrity binds our person together and fosters a spirit of contentment within us. It would not allow our lips to violate our hearts.
All right.
Y'all got that?
That's all right.
The first key to greatness, Socrates reminds us, is to be in reality what we appear to be. Too often we try to be a human doing before we have become a human being.
All right.
To earn trust as a leader, we have to be authentic. Authenticity is about harmony between our deeper values, beliefs, and our actions. When there's a lack of harmony, this leads to an emotional force that seeks reduction. As leaders, called by God and called out by God, tell your neighbor, you got to keep it real. Tell your other neighbor, you got to keep it real. The more credible you are, the more confidence people will place in you. Thereby allowing you the privilege to influence them, allowing you the privilege to lead them.
That's right.
The less credible you are, the less confidence people will have in you, and the more you will lose your position of influence. We almost done. We out of here.
That's all right. It's good.
Image is what people think we are.
All right.
Integrity is what we are.
That's good.
Yes. Integrity builds trust.
Yes.
Integrity has a high influence value. Integrity facilitates high standards. Too many people are ready to assert their right, but not ready to assume their responsibilities.
All right.
I'm going to say that one more time. Too many people in the church are ready to assert their right because of their title or their badge, but not ready to assume their responsibility as servants. Because our responsibility as servants comes before our responsibility as great leaders. You cannot be a great leader if you're not a great servant.
Yes.
Help us. Integrity.
Well.
Results in a solid reputation, not just an image.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying, if you're gonna be an overseer, be an overseer.
Come on.
Well.
If you're gonna be a bishop, be a bishop.
Be a bishop.
Let me tell you a story before I go. A young man. He saw a sign. He said, two shirts clean for the price of one. So the next day, Lady Shelton, he brought his shirts, threw them on the counter. Bishop, the guy asked him, what are you doing? He said, I saw the sign in the window. Two shirts clean for the price of one. He said, oh, sir. He said, this is not a dry cleaners. This is a sign shop. What am I trying to say? Don't let KDFI be a sign shop. If we Kingdom Destiny Fellowship, when you come through the doors, we should be Kingdom Destiny Fellowship. Fellowship. We kept skipping around the definition yesterday. We are fellows in the same ship. And we're all rowing in the same direction. And ain't nobody drilling no holes. Integrity means living it myself before leading others. Integrity helps leaders to be credible, not clever.
All right.
Y'all got that? As leaders, actions and a leader's professed beliefs must be congruent or at least compatible.
All right.
And I'm done. Leaders who are sincere don't have to advertise it.
Amen.
It's visible in everything we do and soon becomes knowledgeable to everyone else.
Yes.
Likewise, insincerity cannot be hidden, disguised, or covered up, no matter how competent you may try to be.
That's right.
The only way to keep the goodwill and high esteem of the people you minister to is to deserve it.
Yes, sir.
No one can fool people all the time. Each of us eventually is recognized exactly for who we are.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Not what we try to appear.
Yes, sir.
So the seven steps of being an effective KDFI leader. One, we must understand who is the source of it all. Number two, we must understand what it means to be an influence. Number three, we must know the purpose giver and understand our purpose individually and collectively. Play your position.
Yeah.
Number four, there must be an understanding of the assignment and what it takes to fulfill the assignment.
Yes.
Number five, we must be willing to construct, empower, encourage, and love KDFI, love one another, and especially love on our team.
Yes.
Number six, we do our best to be on time, consistent, and reliable. These lead to greater results. And last but not least, I'm gonna take my seat. Great leaders walk in integrity and build with integrity.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes.